James Prinsep was an English scholar, orientalist, and antiquary. He was the founding editor of the Journal of the Asiatic Society of Bengal and is best remembered for deciphering the Kharoshthi and Brahmi scripts of ancient India. He studied, documented, and illustrated many aspects of numismatics, metallurgy, meteorology, apart from pursuing his career in India as an essay master at the Mint in Banaras. James Prinsep arrived in Calcutta in 1819 at the age of 20 and joined the service of the East India Company as essay master in the Banaras Mint. He returned to Calcutta in 1830 as the deputy essay master of the Mint, where H.H. Wilson was the chief. In 1832, he succeeded Wilson and remained in the post until 1833, when he had to return to England because of his illness. James Prinsep died on 23rd April 1840 at the age of 41 years. During James Prinsep's years in the Mint, he reformed weights and measures, introduced a uniform coinage, and devised a balance so delicate as to indicate the 3,000th part of a grain. Prinsep was indeed a many-sided genius. He was an excellent architect as well. While at Banaras, he completed the Mint building according to his own plan and also built a church. He was on the Committee for Municipal Improvements and improved the drainage system of the city by constructing a tunnel. He also built a bridge over the Karmansa and restored the Mosque of Aurangzeb. Prinsep is justifiably famous as the antiquarian who gave Indian archaeology a new life. For years to come, Indian archaeology followed the pattern of research set by him in all its branches, but particularly in numismatics and epigraphy. In a few years of thrilling excitement and incredible industry, Prinsep, aided by others in India and Europe, made perhaps more discoveries in Indian archaeology than were made in the whole half century before. Prinsep, who had earlier helped his chief in the Mint, Dr. H.H. Wilson, also then secretary of the Asiatic Society with the classification and engraving of coins, kept up his interest in ancient coins. He succeeded to the secretaryship of the Asiatic Society on Wilson's return to England and started his own journal in 1832. The Journal of the Asiatic Society of Bengal. Prinsep at once appealed to all those officers who had opportunities of forming collections in the upper provinces for more coins and inscriptions. He was endowed with the rare capacity of instilling some of his own enthusiasm and ardor into others. Prinsep's appeal was enormously successful. He was in no time flooded with coins and inscriptions, materials which changed the very trend of the Indian antiquarian researches. Appropriately, for the essay master of the Calcutta Mint, coins always remained Prinsep's first interest. He interpreted Bactrian and Kushan coins, also all the indigenous Indian series, including the punch-marked ones. Indeed, the term was coined by Prinsep himself. The series of the autonomous republics, the Gupta series, and so on. It was Prinsep who propounded the theory of the descent of Gupta coins from the Kushana prototypes, and this discussion also brought him to the question of the different stages in the technique of coin manufacture in India. He recognized the three stages represented by the punched marked, the die struck, and the cast coins. But the crowning achievement of all his labors over the decade was the decipherment of the Brahmi script and the consequent clearing up of many of the mysteries of ancient Indian history. Thus, more than 40 years after 1788, Sir William Jones's hope was realized when Prinsep was able to produce the key to unlock all the remaining secrets of the Brahmi script. However, it is only fair to remember that much of the Brahmi script had already been deciphered before the final achievement of Prinsep. Princip followed clues provided by others regarding the decipherment of Kharoshthi, and after some mistaken readings, he was finally able, before his departure, to find the values of 19 single letters and one compound of Kharoshthi as well. It may also be mentioned that the idea of the corpus inscriptionum indicarum also goes back to the time of Princip and to his idea. Princip literally worked himself to death. Seriously ill as he became, he had to leave unexpectedly in the midst of his labors, and hence much of his work remained unfinished. As the new editor of the Journal of the Asiatic Society of Bengal commented, collectors in all parts of India were in the habit of submitting to his inspection whatever they lighted upon as unusual and sought his reading and interpretation. But the study and exertions required were too severe for the climate of India, and the editor's robust constitution sank at last under the incessant labor. Yet, before taking leave, he had managed to set forth the main lines of Indian archaeological research for at least the next 50 years. If you want to know about any other topic, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. Thank you.